Appalachian Wilds, a group of drunken misfits joined forces to play Dungeons & Dragons. Inspired by boredom and equipped with loose morals and a questionable understanding of the rules, our heroes venture forth to explore strange new lands. Gather up your dice, your manuals, and your livers, and join us on a quest as we make absolute fools of ourselves. This is Botched, a D&D podcast.
I became the robo-weight heavy champion of the world and scored a sweet, sweet merch deal. Although, I guess I'm leaving now because there's not a bomb in my head. Although, I feel like life's going pretty well. So, I'm kind of questioning that decision.
All right, welcome back, listeners, to the sixth episode of our fifth season. Thanks so much for tuning in again. We are going to start where we left off last time as the... basically, the remainder of the crew have removed the bombs from their head and are running towards the rendezvous point on the other side of the building at the secret docking area.
Now, are all the people that we removed the bombs from, are they just people from our dormitory, basically, or are they actual crew members from before?
Crew members from before. That's why there's only like 50 of them.
Okay.
Total, including you guys.
And so. We're not running. We're casually walking.
Well, sure. Yeah. You're going with the crowd.
Yeah. We're flying casual.
Yeah. So yeah, so that's going right now.
And you said Bendelfleur was wearing like, hey.
Bendelfleur went back to the
locker room
and noticed that nobody was in it, and then immediately did a call check-in and noticed that nobody's devices are registering. So then you notice, I would say 5 minutes after you're in the hallway, that alarms start to go off.
Now he's running. I'm sure those alarms are for anything else.
And everyone's looking all confused and looking around like, what?
I mimic that.
It's still no ship.
Well, you're not at the dock.
We're not at the dock.
You're walking normally to stay
incognito. Like, how far is the dock from us right now?
If you were running, it would take about a minute to get there.
I'm running.
Okay. Sure. So now you guys are just dead sprinting the rest of the way?
Just Todd.
Fast
just
walking.
Todd knows how to run from the RoboCops.
Okay. Well, some of the crew are freaking out and running at full speed, or trying to run at full speed anyways. Yeah, they're doing mostly, except for a couple of the fatties. They're doing okay. They've had too many of the chicken with the hot ranch. Yeah, so you guys are running. Like I said, some of the crew are not doing so great. Some of them are moving a little slower than other ones. But two-thirds of your group are doing a fairly decent job. You notice that the ceiling is starting to open up in spots, which you guys would know that means like little sort of cannons are coming out of the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
I run.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Full speed.
Yep. Go.
Okay. Some people
Serpentine.
Are just exiting immediately
Serpentine.
From the hallways.
I ran at 19.
19
in my athletics.
To run. All right, got it.
Which is good because I don't get a bonus.
Ran at a 20, not natural.
Okay.
6.
Not doing so great.
I'm playing with the.
You're just really interested in this stick.
Yeah, I don't even hear the alarms. That's how focused I am.
Yeah. So these.
Todd got a 28 and has his little his cam that's circling him so everybody can see how fast he's running.
Sure,
he's
yeah. It's not in code. You're
fat shaming Christ's.
Live stream our escape.
Yeah,
that's right.
Hey, guys.
Give you so much energy, you can escape slavery.
Make sure you smash that like button as I smash these barricades.
So, yeah.
Damn slug slavery.
So, even though you're running super far ahead, the cannons are the whole way down the hallway. So they all pop out. So you're just continuing to Prometheus run in a straight line, or?
No, I said Serpentine, bro.
Okay, sure. Serpentine in the hallway. All right. Let's see if any
It's going to slow you down, bro.
No, you're right. I'll just run faster than the bullets.
Two of the cannons are going to hit you.
Why me?
Because you're out in front.
I did decide to run first.
You did.
And you have your camera out.
Yeah, you take 7 damage.
And I was healed, of course, by the doctor.
You were. You take 7 damage from energy shots as they're just peppering you. The rest of you guys are roughly around the same distance, except for you, Mac, right? You're way behind. So, Mac, you're going to get hit. Oh, sorry. I guess I should roll the attack before I decide.
I would appreciate it.
One hits, one botches.
Does the cannon explode?
No, nothing happens. It just misfires.
You didn't even roll.
It just falls from the ceiling. An 11.
So then the one that's going to hit you is going to deal 5 damage.
All right.
And then...
Phil, you have your own right there. You chewed on the thing.
Oh, I can't see it.
What if I told you about chewing on stuff? Joran, do you guys not have the spray bottle there since I left?
I abolished it when you moved.
Joran, Phil King now.
Joran, silver or black?
Silver.
Okay. You don't get hit. Arturus gets a crit 20 to get.
Great.
Anti-Canadian seeking missiles.
You take 5 damage.
Way
Arturus.
To come in peace.
Yeah, as these cannons are going off. And they hit some of your other crew members, and they're not dead, but they definitely get hit. So it looks like these guns are just in the hallway, just sort of specifically aiming at certain people.
Can I, like, as I'm going, since I'm in the front, can I, like, do the thing where, like, you go in the locker room and you jump up and you hit the wall? Because you're so psyched up about the game, but
sure.
Can I knock one of those cannons?
You
can
try
off,
and knock down one of the cannons.
Yeah. Specifically, maybe the one that's shooting at me.
There's a lot.
All of them are shooting
it's
at
every,
you.
Every, like, 6 feet, there's a cannon on both the left and right side of the hall.
Well, I want to knock one of them down as I'm running. Do a little jump.
You do you.
Are there alleyways that we could
there's other ways. There's rooms, too.
Okay.
What, do the rooms not have cannons in them? Is that something we would know?
You're just running straight down the hallway. I said, are
yeah,
you guys...
Yeah, but like I'm asking is like the knowledge of the place where I've been living
for
the past
you would
past
know.
5 years.
The other rooms don't necessarily have cannons in them.
And they can get us to the dock?
Yeah, but...
No.
So we're...
You could try and figure something else
access
out.
Access ladders, maybe?
The most direct and easy route to the dock is through the hallway of cannons. This is true.
And how many rounds of cannons am I going to be cannoned in?
You would guess that they would probably at least get another 4 turns.
Oh, Todd can't live through that, dude. If they focus fired.
Well, it's because you're out in front by so far.
Maybe
if you were with the rest of the group, it would be 4 individual
shots. I mean, there's
50
of us there,
right? But you're out in front of the rest of the group, so you're by yourself.
I'm going to do the jump and smash.
Okay.
And maybe some people will pass me when I land, because I'm not going to be like...
Sure.
Right,
that's how momentum works.
Yeah, some. Yeah.
No, well, I'm not going to immediately start running because I'm
you go slow mo in there.
I'm gonna jump
when everyone else is running normal speed.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
He's a robot.
That's how
robots
work.
Yeah.
I'm gonna jump, hit it, and then land and try to do like a dodge action, and then people are gonna catch up, and I'll be in the middle of the pack.
Robots, how do they work?
Sure.
Like magnets.
No one knows. Like Magic Johnson.
Like
I got
Mike.
A 17 to hit.
You do. Yeah, you're gonna hit it.
I got 7 damage.
Yeah, you're gonna knock off its targeting a little bit, so it's definitely gonna probably be a disadvantage whenever it attacks next.
Two of them hit Arturus now.
Yeah. It identifies Todd as Arturus instead.
And then you said you're not doing a move action, you're doing a dodge action?
Yeah, I'm gonna do a dodge action.
Okay, so then people will catch up to you, so you'll be in the group on the next turn.
All yeah, right. Todd's not trying to get his face shot off after
so
he's
we're
got
aware.
A face adjustment deal.
Of what this hallway entails, like what's 100%. On what are in the rooms? Like
some of them are conference rooms, some of them are just living quarters, some of them are closets, some of them are utility rooms. Like there's all kinds of different stuff in this hallway.
Are the cannons?
And then there's
on...
also offshoot hallways that go in completely different directions that do other stuff that have other things too.
Are the cannons on both sides of the wall?
Yeah, left and right side.
Okay,
every 6 feet.
I slip into a room.
Yeah, I mean door just opens right up.
Yeah, and I go into it.
Sure. You're Sweet in the back.
You're in a room
so,
now.
Yeah.
Describe it.
The room you're in is... It's a storage closet. Looks like it's just got supplies.
Is there
a vent?
Yeah.
There is a vent.
All right.
Oh, dude.
I'm going to go into it.
Okay. You do.
Can it support robots?
Well, that's a good point.
Thanks for talking, Todd.
Kind of heavy, right?
Try to upsee me with your dodge of dudes and you get around it.
Nobody upsees the Todd, father.
Yeah, bro.
Here's what I'll do. I weigh.
You get in it, it just goes.
32 pounds.
Tons. That's 32 pounds.
You weigh 320 pounds.
Same.
At a zero.
I weigh 23 pounds. 230 pounds.
No, you already said 32.
Well, you don't know which one was. Yeah,
you said it. So yeah, you're 320 pounds. You're a heavy boy.
That's still
kind of light
for a
robot. It's built into a concrete of a building.
Yeah. So it's not going to break
vent?
The vent.
All right, I go into it.
Okay. Are there cannons in there?
Every one foot. Yeah. They're small cannons.
They're pea shooters.
Yeah.
They're BB guns.
They're for rats, but you're in there. So.
Wait, did you just roll a percentage for your weight?
Yeah.
Should I do that too?
No. Well, don't take my idea. Well, I mean, Todd never has original ideas anyway.
It's true, bro.
He just comes back as one.
I saw some other dude talking about becoming a UFC fighter and how awesome it'd be. I was like, that sounds like Todd's dream.
Okay.
And so I killed him.
took his name,
Thotules, which was a great stage name. And then I won. I'm champion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're the best round. Yeah.
And I got a 67 on my percent for weight.
So you're 670 pounds. So you're a chonky boy.
That's why I'm a combo bot, combat bot.
Yeah. Combo bot. Combo
Yeah. That's why you did so much damage when you did that rocket kick, because...
Combo breaker.
Oh, now there's crumbs. All right.
No, I got all the grease from the chicken combo bucket that I got used to fuel my rockets.
So you're in the vents now. Do you have any knowledge of the vents? Roll an intelligence check.
Air.
No.
You know nothing about these vents.
No, I got
our pilot's gone.
No idea. The moment you get in the vent, you don't even know where you are anymore.
No,
you're like,
no, that's not true. But
you said you rolled a one.
I did. Not a natural
one. Oh, not a nat one. Okay.
What direction do they go?
Well, the vent that you're currently in looks like it goes forward and backward.
Well, I'm going to start going forward through it.
Okay.
But which way did you go?
You would know which way you were going.
Exactly. It's not like I go into a room and I forget. Why did I come in here?
Well, to be fair, you do that.
Well, that's because an alien comes and erases my memory, so I don't remember that I ran into him.
Yeah.
That alien? Jack Daniels.
It's towards the dock.
Good.
Before it turns into a lefty-righty.
That's fine. I'll deal with that when I get there.
Sure. Rest of you guys, what are you doing?
Using the crowd as a shield.
Best idea.
Okay.
Best idea.
And continuing to run forward.
Sure. How about you, Joran?
How's your anxiety, Joran?
The crowd is dispersing, by the way. They're smart enough to know not to go down the Prometheus hallway and, like, leave.
All of them are, some.
Not all of them. Hallway. A fair amount of them.
Joran, you gotta give them a speech, dude.
It's more of, like, the Incredibles hallway with the Googans. Yeah.
Like, not all of us have children. Googans.
It's a really shitty tower defense game.
Yeah. Monsters just go around it.
Ink.
We don't all have children, Tristan.
What's in the room to my right? Upcoming.
You don't. I mean, unless you open it.
Upcoming.
All right. It's my upcoming room to the right.
It says con D.
All right. I go.
Oh, the con.
You go in there. It looks like a big conference room that's currently being used.
Is there a panel going on?
No. It's sort of. Yeah. It looks
like some sort of rock god.
No. It looks like they're all about 2 feet tall. They're very short and squatty.
What are they?
Are they all under the table? Because in the hallway, there are guns going off.
Oh, the room is silenced. So, like, they don't hear it until you open the door. And they're like, oh, what's going on out there?
I can tell you it's madness. There's a worker revolution, and they're coming here to kill. Excuse me, hold on. What species are you?
Foundlings. It's the
foundlings. Oh, God. It's a
whole foundlings convention.
It's a Slugogian and slave supremacy uprising. They're here to kill you foundlings, and they're gonna find you. They're coming now. You have to run into the hallway and go to the right towards the dock.
We rented this room.
Crit 20. Okay. All right.
He did not get a crit 20.
How many are in there?
Checks out.
It's like 100 people in there. So they all just...
You gotta go.
They just pour
Pick
out.
Up your chairs. You gotta use them. Go.
I feel
as
like
shields.
If they go out and they notice there's guns in the hallway.
I'm shuffling them out. Like come on, let's go, 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 go.
Shoot over their heads.
The force of their fear will just pop out all
sure.
these little guys.
Okay.
Like a commander on a parachuting plane.
Go, you gotta go.
Go. Go.
Green light means go. If you stop, you die. Let's go.
So
forgotten country.
They're just running all over the place.
Any man that does not go out that door, I will personally shoot.
Sure. So they do. They all run out in the hallway.
I'm
screaming.
Using guns as a coping mechanism for severe crippling anxiety. They... Fucking move it!
Wait, sure. Does anyone else have a gun?
I don't know. No. I have two of them.
Besides Joran?
I don't think so.
Got two guns.
No, because all of our weapons were taken
yeah.
away.
Yeah. Just Joran is the only
Somehow
one with weapons.
Guns.
Yeah, the nervous, shaky guy. Yeah, give him two of them.
Give him guns.
One for each very stable hand.
All right. Let's go with Arturus this time. Black or silver?
Black.
You crit 20.
Yes!
You take...
Wait, hold on. But you didn't give him an opportunity to go into a room or not.
Oh, yeah. Well, he didn't say
well,
anything.
Well,
no. he said straight up. He
was
just
going
straight.
Oh, that's right. He's
the
using
crowd.
The pedestrians as a
yeah.
shield.
You take 3 damage this time from cannon fire.
Awesome.
Meanwhile,
those pedestrians took most of the damage for me.
Foundlings are taking a lot of hits.
That's good.
Some of your crew are also taking a few hits because they stand mm-hmm. way taller than the foundlings.
Well, that's fine.
So, like, 1 or 2 of your crew so far are dead. Like, they're
prone crawl.
One guy's hit. Just straight up explodes.
Mm-hmm. Like scanners.
I was going to say more like in... not Super Troopers. What the... Starship Troopers, where the guy takes his helmet off during the training exercise and gets shot
yeah.
in the face.
Boom.
Like that. Yeah, so...
I'm doing my part.
I'm doing my part.
But Joran's fine. He hasn't gotten shot yet.
I'm not in the hallway.
Oh, I thought you were...
No, I'm still in the room. Once all the foundlings are out, I'm going to find a big enough chair with rolly wheels for me and then scoot that out and get into the crowd and just, like, use that and then kick behind it with the wheels.
I was going to say you could take that conference table.
There's a small problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
As you go, there's still cannons behind you.
All the chairs are bolted to the floor.
Just grab a foundling and strap him to my back.
Yeah.
Get on me! You're my favorite!
I'll carry you to safety.
Yeah. All right. So more. All right. So let's cut back then to the beginning of the round, Mr. Slappy Dappy over there.
Wait, we didn't.
You know what? I'm rolling to see if anything hits you.
You already went through their turn. It's
nothing.
Not, you
nothing
hit now.
You. So you're fine.
Okay. Good.
Because they had disadvantage because you dodge anyways.
And we're like a quarter of the way down this hallway. Halfway.
About halfway.
All right. I'm in the middle of the crowd now. I'm just gonna fucking charge.
Hey,
okay.
Todd.
Bro.
Just charging away.
Well, how'd you get that backpack, dude?
What backpack?
Joran.
Huh? What?
I like your backpack.
Oh, it's made of person.
We should sell them.
They're people.
Jesus loves selling people.
No, I don't think that's true.
When he's a fat-shaming Christ, he does.
Well, I mean, that's definitely one interpretation of the ancient human text known as Harry Potter, but yeah.
I got a 21 athletics. I don't know if...
All right, you're just booking
just,
it
like,
again
double,
down the
just
hallway.
Just double-moving booking it.
Yeah. Okay. So then you're going to be out by yourself again.
I get an athletics check. I just got
I thought we were all moving simultaneously. Like
everyone just said they were moving down the hallway. They didn't say they all were right. like trying to do extra special...
He's in a room. I'm in a vent.
No,
it's...
he's in the hallway with a bunch of small people strapped to him and hiding
and
behind a
like
chair.
80 people out in the room, right?
Let's
yeah, there's
just
a bunch
let
of
Dennis kill us so we can all have new characters.
Yeah. I'm okay with that.
Arturus, are you sprinting or just running normally? Okay.
But like with the group.
We're going to walk
sprinting
casually
with the group.
Through
yeah,
the gunfire.
Because the group, if
with
you sprint,
Todd.
You would be going... Okay, so if you sprint, you'd be out with Todd. You wouldn't be with the group of very tiny people who can't run as fast.
But Todd waited for the group.
Todd waited and is going to stay with the group because he's not trying to be out front.
Okay.
You could
I
run
wouldn't
on top
wait
of
and
the
then run out to the front
people.
Again like a big old dummy.
That
well, that's what I thought you were doing. That's why I thought it was stupid. I was like, mm-hmm. wait, why are you athleticsing to bolt back out in front of the group that you just waited for?
I thought you maybe wanted to roll. I'll athletics to stay with pace with everybody.
Okay.
I'm giving the halflings some... pointers on their form, bro. Like,
sure.
Oh, you gotta keep your hips aligned, dude. Like, uh-huh. here, look at the camera. Like, you gotta see yourself.
Sure. Okay, yeah, no, that's fine. You don't have to roll if you're just staying with the crowd.
Yeah, and I'm mentioning Jesus powder
sure.
as much as I can.
Yeah. Every time you do, money. It's just like you can feel up in your, what would be your tailbone. Like the dollar signs of
guilt.
The credits just constantly going
Christian
in there.
Guilt.
Well, yeah,
it's propelling
and
you forward.
Yeah.
No,
of course,
Catholic
live
guilt.
Streaming this whole prison break event to try to...
Sure, you have like a whole mounted camera on your shoulder.
They're not following
no,
that.
No, it's flying around him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a little anti-grav little
it's
ball.
It's a drone.
Yeah.
Like a ball. All right. Uh-huh. Sure.
That's you know, like the camera around. In Mario 64.
Sure.
Which is just a guy with a...
Well, a cloud with a camera?
Cloud, yeah.
Sure, why not?
He has a name.
Yeah, but I forgot it.
So, yeah, how much... I mean, did I make $19,000 yet?
No. Why 19? Right. Like no, you've done a fight.
can we worry about getting to the ship and not your endorsement deals?
Well, that's
going
on.
I had a free action to check my bank account, bro. All right.
Sure.
I'm
you
worried,
pull up
I'm
your
worried
device
about my financial gains and my physical gains.
It's not a free
gains.
Action. Every time you check the account, it costs a credit.
And also, you have to put in your like codes again.
Because you're not on Wi-Fi.
Yeah. I don't have like a heads-up display.
You're not on Wi-Fi.
I'm a robot. Come on.
Oh, you have a heads-up display, but it also has like a fingerprint reader, so it's real awkward to do.
Just fingerprint.
You're a fighting bot,
shove your thumb
not
in your
an
eye.
Accounting bot.
Fine.
Counting. They didn't give you one of those visors that drops down information in front of your eyes.
Yeah. So in the vents,
I go right.
Okay, you go right. I'm gonna say.
Can I re-roll to kind of get my bearings?
Sure.
Like, so did you go left?
No. I came up to the.
He's going in the direction.
No, I'm saying when you went into the room.
Yeah, I went towards the direction of the dock.
Left, and then you're going right toward the dock.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I want to do an intelligence.
You get to a six-way. It goes down, it goes up, it goes left, right, forward, all those directions.
It's college all over again.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a map.
I got a 16.
You are here.
You know if you go left, it's towards the docks.
Yes, I go that way.
Sure. You sort of give me an acrobatics check. To maneuver around the hole in the ground.
It's plus two.
There's a hole in the ground?
I said the vent goes in every direction.
18.
So yeah, you do. You
an
just
omnidirectional vent.
It's a six-way.
Yeah, it's six a big
way.
Old...
Orgy.
Six-way
one,
vent.
Two, three, four, five, six. Boom.
Goes so, yeah, up, so down, you, and all around.
Good job. You can count.
Yeah.
Impressive.
Yeah. The moment you go into the left side, it starts to slide down, and you start to pick up momentum as you're sliding downwards.
Okay.
I was going to ask about his pacing. Good job.
Yeah, you're going quickly now. Because you're sliding at a high speed.
Cool.
There are lefts and rights as you're going by. Are you trying to stop yourself as you're sliding?
Well.
Picking up more and more speed?
I'm not going to be picking up speed because I'm a robot, so I don't fucking have.
But you're a chubber.
Feeling.
Inertial dampeners?
I'm a chubber?
You're a chubber.
How much do you weigh?
Pounds. I weigh 200 pounds.
Yeah, okay.
He's made of metal.
Yeah?
I can slow myself down without fucking taking damage.
I didn't say you would take damage.
Why'd you assume you take damage in Dennis's world?
Yeah. Why do you think
as
everything
you
hurts you?
As you accelerate exponentially.
16.
Yeah, you just stop yourself. So now you can just slowly go down this vent.
Towards the docks.
Yeah.
As the rock behind you starts to roll.
As the spinning blades of death come in. I don't know what you're... Why you're so paranoid.
But I also want to just not stop completely, but slow myself down so I don't... Get shot out of the vent like a fucking cannon.
He's trying to not reach terminal velocity.
I mean, fly straight into someone's engines.
It's not straight down. It was like a 45 degree angle. So you're just like picking up some speed. But
well,
now
Dennis,
you're not. Now you're
no
going at a
to buy
normal
drugs,
crawling
bro.
Speed.
I pencil.
Dennis is driven to California, so he knows what a 45 degree angle downhill feels like.
I remember college. So yeah. You pencil down there, and you start to pick up some speed and slide around. Then all of a sudden, the vent starts to curl and wind around.
It's a fucking
whirly girly
water slide.
A little bit like a water slide.
A little colors coming in from the light and
well, mostly sparks from you, like just scritchy scratching on the sides of the.
I'm okay with it.
The thing.
Sure. Is he redshifting yet?
So you notice coming up that the vent splits into two. In a Y section.
So will I.
You
so
will, yes. It will cut you right in half at the speed that you're going currently.
Yeah, it's got a spinning saw at the
yeah.
Slow down.
So
or
just,
can I shift my weight?
Yeah, you can pick a direction to go where you just
intelligence.
Like, turn to
you're
one
losing.
Side.
Yeah, intelligence on which way the dock would be.
Well, currently you're going towards the dock.
Why no? But if
it's just barely veer to the left or right, so you don't know which one's going to like keep going to the right or left or... You know, how they're going to change once you go down that way.
How the vent's working out for you, bro?
How's running straight down Cannon Alley going?
It's going great. He's got a lot of small people.
I'm
going
to pick the right and shift my weight to the right.
Okay. High or low?
I don't get a roll on that?
You do. I mean, it doesn't take much to just turn. I'm telling you, high or low?
High.
Okay. So as you turn to the right, you zip by, you notice from the left side, if you'd gone that way, oh, that actually goes to the dump. That just pops you down in the dump. The right path, that one will get you more to where, you know, where you're going as it starts to pick up more and more speed. Meanwhile, in the hallway...
Is this basically like Goonies? Is what
I've never seen
through?
It, so I
he's
couldn't tell you.
He's never seen Goonies.
You've ripped off Goonies.
I've seen the end of Goonies 20 times.
Well, that's happens the at the of end of Goonies. Maybe it's where you pop in every time.
I don't know. Cave collapses.
Meanwhile.
So you guys are just going down the hallway, staying in the group, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a D12.
We're safest together.
So the cannons are just picking off the little people.
Together.
Just pop, 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 and they're getting hit and dying in like one hit.
We started with a bunch of them, though.
100.
It's like 100. Yeah.
How many are we down to? Roll a D100. It's only been, what, two rounds?
We're down to 57.
That's
so
they're,
harsh, bro.
They're clearing them out pretty quick.
In 12 seconds, we killed half of the small people.
But
only
one more of your crewmen dies.
Well, I don't give a shit about them.
Todd sees that as an absolute win.
Listen, whatever foundlings make it to the ship, we're taking them with us.
Yeah.
Hey, just by the way, you're part of the crew now.
You are free.
Come with us if you want to live.
Do you want to do anything differently or just keep on keeping on?
I think we're like basically a round out from escape, aren't
Two
we?
Rounds.
I am going... Is the foundling... Are the foundlings strapped to my back? Are they alive?
High or low?
Low.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to...
Unscathed.
Spin them around to my front, turn around...
They
and
look
then
horrified.
I'm kicking on the floor with my rolly chair to keep moving forward.
Those so look like they feel very uncomfortable.
And I'm bringing both guns up and go, all right, guys, you might want to cover your ears. Covering fire!
But they
and
can't I, because their arms are
strapped in. Yeah. So I'm gonna try and shoot at some of the cannons behind.
I like all that right. You just have a papoose on your chest like a kid carrier.
Yeah.
Duct tape papoose.
Listen, if you make it, you're mine. Let's do this.
What about the bombs in their hands?
Maybe they
no,
maybe
wait,
they don't
I think
have
they're
them
here for a conference. They're not asleep.
I've thought about it. All right, first attack on a cannon is a 17.
Okay, it's going to hit.
That's 8 damage.
Yeah, you shoot one of these cannons, your laser fire hits it right in the barrel, and it sort of does that thing where it peels. And yeah, it looks like it's inoperable. Smoke's rolling out of it.
All right, changing target, second gun. That's going to be a 22 to hit.
Going to hit.
And I deal 4 damage.
This one hits it right around the top area, like where it's connected to the wall, so the gun is sort of now leaning out at an angle. So it looks like it doesn't really follow or track so well.
Good.
So it'll get a shot off at anything that's in front of it, but not be able to, like, turn around and keep on firing. Sort of thing.
Todd has an idea. Whenever
sure, Todd.
Time. Is it my turn?
Or sure.
No,
turn
it's,
sure.
It's John's turn.
Yeah it's whoever wants to go's turn.
All right, it's my turn.
I keep running because I don't have any guns.
Sure.
I
continue to be shot.
Can you open your eye slit to blind
them? Yeah, can you confuse the targeting
system? Can I blind guns?
I mean, they have sensors of some kind, right?
Yeah, I take off my helmet.
Okay.
I was just going to say the face mask.
Bro,
the whole
bro,
thing?
Bro.
Nope, the whole thing.
Oh, it's got really bright in here.
Yeah, it's blinding to... I need...
Bro,
both.
Did you know that flesh beings can get cancer from that? You should probably not do that.
Joran and...
I'm not in direct light. I'm behind him, and I have a chair
backwards.
Back.
It's just uncomfortable for you.
Oh, God.
Not blinding.
I put my sunglasses on. I take one of the sunglasses off of a foundling and put it on my face.
That's a little better.
Okay.
When you're around me, you have to wear your sunglasses at night.
Todd, father. I need you to roll me a con check. Con save.
I'm a robot. Why would I be blinded by light?
You have light sensors?
Turn them off.
Wouldn't they just, like, adjust?
Auto-adjust?
Yeah.
To
it. How long does it take your phone to auto-adjust to light?
It takes a while.
Like, half a second? I got a 19.
Your phone's better than me. Yeah, you're fine.
Okay.
Your light sensors can filter it out quick enough. So you're not instantly blinded.
Because I'm a pride fighter. There's a lot of flash bulbs going on.
Have to do it.
I just explained it.
flashbulbs.
He's normal. You think you're a paparazzi, dude?
Yeah. Bro, yeah, I hire my toddlers to do paparazzi.
He goes into a dark bathroom, surrounds it in mirrors, and just starts taking flash photography of himself.
He has paparazzi
in the bathroom.
He's got one single guy that comes.
Paparazzi. Okay.
I love it. So I'm actually going to try to be useful here. I have an idea. Okay. I'm a weapons engineer, right?
You are?
I'm going to try to see a weapons engineering check to see if there's a way for me to, like, some sort of kill switch or whatever for these, a control panel for all these guns.
Intelligence check.
Not a weapons engineering check?
No. This one is just an intelligence check.
It's that power box all the way at the end of the hallway.
Got an 18.
Yeah, you know that they're all controlled from the security room, which is not in this hallway.
There's no, like, workaround or, like, some sort of cord.
If you had some sort of way to zap all the electricity out of the building right now, yeah, then they wouldn't work. Or if you had, like, an EMP.
Doesn't the radiation from our Canadian star friend here kind of knock him out a little bit?
No. But with your weapons engineering, you would be able to essentially possibly use one of these as a handheld gun since you're such a strong, strong, chunky robot.
All right.
Rip it out of the wall.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to jump rip one of them out of the wall because if I double move, I'm ahead of everybody. So
sure.
I'm just gonna like use my other action to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Strength attack of 26.
Yeah. So you jump up while you're running. You grab one of the turrets that's popped out of the wall. You just grab it and rip it right out of the ceiling. A little bit of ceiling comes with it. But, yeah, now you just have it.
Okay, well, that's my
But there's no way for the ammo to get refilled.
No, there is no
way
for the
ammo to get refilled. It's a single-shot laser?
Yep.
No, it's got some shots in it.
Okay.
You don't know what it has
residual
currently.
Power?
Yeah.
I mean, and moving in that was my action, so that's all Todd's got.
Okay. Meanwhile, in the vents... Whee! Sliding faster and faster and faster.
Slowing another myself down again so I can get my bearings.
Sliding faster.
Okay, because another Y is coming up.
Yeah. I feel like I'm ahead of these idiots.
Maybe.
I feel like
you
inside.
Feel like
yeah.
It, yeah.
I feel like it.
Well,
and faith.
Do you think?
Faith is all I need. I don't need facts. I got
Roll
my
me
faith.
A faith check.
What is it?
Is that a religion?
Who is she?
Sure.
Religion is a negative one. I got a 13.
You think. You should already be at the docks by now.
No. I just
That's how faithful you are that you're going way faster than them. You think you're already at the docks.
I'm
it's possible
down.
That you might be past the docks somehow.
I'm slowing down.
Okay.
You said there's a dick splitter?
There's another dick mm-hmm. splitter.
I'm going to the left this time.
But you're like slowly going to
yeah.
the left. Okay.
To the left.
Everything you own
Arlo.
In the box.
Well, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Oh.
But...
low.
When you just sort of like slow crawl into the left, you notice that no, this one also drops you into the garbage chute.
So I'm going to go to the right
this
time.
Scoot your butt back up and then go to the right.
Yep.
So now you're going very slowly as the vent now levels itself back out and now starts to climb.
Is there like a vent hole that I could check through?
Yeah, there's grates every so often.
I'm going to look down one of them.
It looks as though in. Directly below is the trash area. So this must be the vent that's right above where the trash area is. That's why each one of these other ones, these offshoots, just spits you out in the trash area. So you're right over top where the big gaping area of trash and trash people
Which
are.
I know exactly is where compared to the dock zone.
You would be able to tell since you fly around this area enough that you're probably about 50 or so yards from the dock.
In front of me or behind me?
In front of you.
Okay, so I'm going to start
the
incline.
You're on the right track. Yeah, but now you're climbing.
That's fine.
Sure.
I can climb.
Yeah. Have you ever tried to climb a slide as a child?
I'm not a robot. I'm a human.
You are a robot.
And I'm really good at climbing slides.
Well.
I'll prove it. Let's go.
Robots aren't.
I think they are because they're strong where they can just hole punch their way.
Maybe. I don't know.
In. Yeah. I can do that.
You're going up the fuck. So yeah, the rest of you guys in the hallway.
Oh, let's see here.
Still going. Blinding the sensors of the guns.
I'm going to use my single shot laser so hard soon.
On himself.
So the sensors seem to have adjusted pretty quickly. So the blinding light isn't really affecting them too much, based on their clothes.
Great, I take all my clothes off.
But, but
cancer for everybody.
But
naked lap.
They are only hitting foundlings. They're not even hitting crew. They're not hitting you guys. They're
are
just beaming
like
foundlings.
Anti short people.
No, they're just horrible aiming. You lose 31 of the foundlings that you had, so now you're down to 26.
Jesus.
26.
They're trying to shoot for your feet to trip you up, but they just keep hitting the little people.
Yeah.
Wow.
What are you guys doing in the hallway? Like,
that was really good of Joran to do this for us.
I'm going to shoot
our crew is fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Are
your
you
crew
like subtracting attack rolls based upon the number of cannons we're destroying? Or?
I absolutely. So 23. And I deal 7 damage.
Another cannon. This one doesn't like explode or anything, but the top of it falls off and it just kind of collapses into the hallway
and
as it smokes.
What's it smoke?
Cigars.
21 for 5 damage.
Another one of these where it doesn't all the way break it. It's just sort of dangling out of the hallway as it fires just directly into the ground below.
This is making me feel better.
Sure. Arturus.
How's his chest friend?
Yeah, how are my foundlings? My papooslings.
High or low?
I mean,
do it for both of them. So the first one, low.
Second one?
High.
They're both dead.
Oh, God. So
they both got shot right in the back of their head. You couldn't tell for a while. You just noticed that their eyes had glazed over a bit, and then you sort of just turned their heads a bit, and the whole back end of their head's
guys,
gone.
It rotates their necks 90 degrees?
Oh!
How did they die?
Look at me.
I will never know.
Undo this Velcro real quick and whoop.
And I mean, their body's still shielding.
Hey guys, you're my new chest. You're my papooslings. Listen, this way you don't have to run for your life. You just get to pray.
And I strap them in.
Okay. And as you guys continue to run down the hallway, that's where we're going to take a break. Hello, listeners. This is Dennis, the world's most okayest DM, here to talk to you about patreon.com/botchedpodcast. Now, this month is special because if you're really enjoying this new season of Botched, the July Patreon is all about the backstory of what happened to Ursula during the 5-year hiatus between episodes 2 and 3. So if you'd like to find out what happened to Ursula, head on over to patreon.com/botchedpodcast and subscribe. We still have all of our other levels that are still open, from $1 all the way up to $50, so feel free to check those out too. Oh, also, Monday nights on twitch.tv/botchedpodcast, we're doing watch parties where we get together and watch some just great movies on Amazon Prime. So if you have Amazon Prime, you can pop on over about 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and check that out. But don't forget, on Tuesday nights, we also do the show live on Twitch, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's twitch.tv/botchedpodcast. All right, let's get back to the show. And we're back. All right. So,
like every good season of any show ever, this is a good hallway fight scene.
Yeah, you always gotta have one good hallway fight scene. Arturus, what are you doing?
So, as the only thing that my character has going for him doesn't work, I put my helmet back on and continue running with what's left of the crowd.
Okay.
You can pick up halflings and throw them at the cannons.
No, sure, I'm not strong enough.
Like footballs and just, huh, perfect spiral.
Can you
I'm smart,
fly?
I'm not strong.
But you could try.
You could pick one up and
roll a religion.
Where does a backpack at least?
I try to pick one up with a 5.
You don't. Nice. Somehow these small people are too heavy for you.
It's because you had no in your heart.
He got that space atrophy from diplomacy.
So, like, are you like a star with limbs, or are you just like a star?
He's got limbs.
I look like a normal human being.
You just made out of crystals.
I look like a humanoid made out of a black suit with a helmet.
Of light. Nice. Okay. Todd likes you, dude. You are handsome.
He doesn't have features.
I feel like you have light.
That's why Todd likes him. Because he can see himself in him.
Yeah. I also don't have feelings. So
I identify with that. And I identify with that. And you feel like you have this great energy inside you.
Fuck you.
Fair enough.
Are you into crystals, man? I am crystal.
Crystals are like...
I am crystal.
Oh, man. I knew that my chakra felt right around you.
I feel like I should use a different gender for myself.
For Crystal?
Because I don't have a gender.
You don't have one.
That's right.
So I should be like G.
female Canadian?
Jim.
Sure. Why not? No, Maple Leaf Canadian.
So, Todd, are you trying to fire off your laser gun?
I'm going to run with the crowd and also
roll me another weapons engineering just to make sure you know how to work this thing.
Oh, I got I don't know what the stat is on weapons engineering, so.
Int?
And I'm proficient because it's on my list. So sure. I got a 16.
Yeah, you know, you could just reach on into the guts and sort of give it
a
little grabby grabby.
It's a gun.
Yeah, so you know how to shoot it.
Yeah, I'm going to shoot it.
Sure.
But I'm going to punch it. Chewy.
Okay, you're going to punch it.
So I can use my strength mod. I guess Dex is fine too. Would a 15 hit?
Yeah.
Sweet. Sweet.
You guys are low level. It's not hard to hit anything.
Yeah. I mean, that is not really how it works, but all right.
That's how I made it.
What's the damage?
For that, a D10.
Oh, Todd, dude. And any bonus?
Dex.
All right. 1 + 3 = 4.
So you fire off a shot, hits the cannon. It's got a hole in it. It's smoking, but it looks like it's still functioning for the most part.
What's it smoking?
That sucks.
This one's
salvia, dude.
No, this one's a pipe.
Salvia.
The pipe is salvia.
It's like Megapot that lasts for 10 minutes.
Not
but it feels like 10 hours.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just like a
Dennis
panic
is too
attack,
white.
Kind of.
I am too white for most things. Okay.
I thought salvia was a very white drug.
All right.
Dennis only drinks skim milk.
I mean, no, you know I drink chocolate milk. So I need you, Mac, to roll me a athletics check.
Dude, we should integrate our software sometime so you can be Todd Mac.
Did you get a crit 20?
Critical 20.
Another one of these seasons. Okay. So yeah, you just climb right up like it's nothing. Just boop, 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 boop. And there is a grate in front of you. And you can see out that there is a port.
Can I open the grate?
Yeah. I mean, if you punch it off or something.
Can I do it not forcefully like that? Can my hands go through and
it looks like it's screwed on the... Well, on the outside, you don't have, screwdriver fingers. So,
you don't know that. I'm a mechanic pilot.
You do, but it's the wrong head.
You're not a mechanic pilot, though.
That's
true.
I'm just going
to... It's a Phillips. You have a flathead, so it's just...
Well, technically, we all have flatheads here. get your ratios for you, dumbass. I'm just going to fucking kick it off. I'm going to donkey kick it off. I'm going to plant my hands.
Roll a donkey kick on a hill.
A critical 20!
Did you stop critting today? Jesus.
So you donkey kick the grate. And it just shoots off out into the abyss that is the docking area, and you don't even hear it because below the docking area is the trash area, so it's just falling.
How high up am I?
Very high.
All the way up.
I would say you are probably about 4,000 feet off the ground. There isn't anything directly right in front of where your grate is. There's a platform about 15 feet to the left or to the right of you, and also 5 feet up.
So he's in Colorado, and we're in this highway or the hallway?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's where you're currently located.
How am I going to get out of this, dude?
That's a great question. How are you going to get out of this?
So we lost our pilot. Right?
Well, I guess they could fly the ship up and... I'll jump on the top of it fucking Luke in Cloud City. Just scoop right
this
in.
This isn't Bespin.
You don't know the name of this town.
It's Vespin.
Vespin. All right, so you guys in the hallway, one more turn to do your thing. So they're going to shoot at you. There's no more blinding lights. They don't have to worry about that.
You, of course, have subtracted all the dice for all the ones we've disabled, right?
Well, I mean, all the blinding light did nothing, so...
In that instance, no, it
didn't. No, but we did shoot some.
So nothing hits you guys. It's just crewmates and little people.
Foundlings.
Yeah.
Fine.
You're going to lose.
No, you're going to lose. We're going to win.
Six more crewmates.
That's fine.
Putting in a grand total of 9 dead crewmen.
Whatever. Was Jaren one of them?
I fucking hope.
High or low?
High.
Yeah, he's super dead.
Fuck
what about the other one? Melnick.
Melnick?
Oh, please be alive.
Low.
Melnick is alive.
Okay. He can have a redemption. Oh, Melnick, you've been
promoted to sub-chief sanitation engineer.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Per the death of Jaren.
Yeah, he died right next to me. His face is on mine.
That's fine.
Mop it up.
Just little bits of his face.
You're going to clean that uniform before I see you next.
I don't have a uniform, sir.
Well, you're going to make one.
It's our prison garb.
Out of Jaren's skin.
I don't care what you make it. You better have a uniform.
All right. So then let's see how many little people.
We had what?
We had 26 left.
We had 100. And how many little less people than a minute, care? They're all dead.
Ooh. 21 of them die.
We got five. We're keeping five. Five, five, or no. Number five is alive, baby.
Mm-hmm. I love that movie.
We got five. So it's thinned out quite a bit. It's just crew members, pretty much, and you guys, and very few.
We've got, like, what, 40 crew members left?
You guys had 50, lost
nine. We have 41.
So you have 41.
Nice, nice.
But you were included in the 50 number.
I said, like, 40, dude.
Okay. So, yeah. 38.
So how many dead foundlings can Todd carry as they get shot up?
I mean, you're pretty strong. You could probably carry a whole mess of dead foundlings.
All right. When it's Todd's turn,
it's your turn right now. Right now.
I gave myself an idea.
Okay. Whole stack of them.
When I told Jaren to wear the other guy's skin, or Melnick to wear Jaren's skin, Todd's got an idea about becoming more of a human interface kind of guy.
Okay. You're going to be like that robot in Borderlands? The one that wouldn't be real?
I've never played it, so I can't tell you. But I'm going to grab as many foundlings as I can and still maintain speed.
Would you clean me?
There's a robot.
I'd clean me.
It hired you to go murder people, and then it just strapped random limbs all over it and was like, am I a real boy now?
What, like Data?
I mean, I'd see it kind of like a good idea.
So you're just taking a bunch of little people to skin them to put them on you?
I didn't say I was going to skin them, bro, but... Oh, wow.
Spoilers!
This seems like a conundrum that can be dealt with on the ship.
How many little corpses are you trying to pick up right now?
You're carrying a gun.
Athletics 20. I dropped the gun because it was single shot.
No, you know what? We're going to go sleight of hand.
Sleight of hand.
To stack these pancakes while you're running through the hall.
I thought it still had charge left.
It does have charge left.
Why are you dropping
the gun? I toss it
to
one of the live crew members as a free action. Here's a gun.
Thank you.
Does it discharge when it catches it?
Yeah, it's Arcturus.
No, because you have to reach in and hit a button.
The button's it with your finger.
Sure.
And then I dex with a 21.
Wow. You will get...
A whole pile of dead
guys. A whole big pile of dead guys.
Oh, you know what? It's like the American frontier, and I'm selling hats, but I'm going to wear the hats instead.
You have 11 dead little people just all corralled under your arms.
Oh, no, it's like the Oregon Trail.
Yeah, I can only carry 11, but there are 50 dead ones.
There's a lot more than 50 dead ones.
Picked up 11. They're 2 feet high, so that's 22 for the front. And then on the back, that would be another... So you got like 44 feet of leather you could work with.
Oh, no, it's more than that.
Depending
very
on,
nice,
you know, an average of...
Shrinkage.
They have a front and a back. Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying, you know.
And insides.
Yeah. You got a lot to work with.
You do have a lot to work with.
But you're also 600 pounds, 670 pounds. So.
Yeah, but I'm only 6 foot.
Then what's he going to notice another like 100 or 200 pounds?
Once again, this is a conundrum of a thing we can deal with on the ship.
So that's what he's doing. What are you two doing, Joran and Arcturus?
Arcturus, we should shoot the rest of these cannons, right?
Yeah.
I do that.
Because I have this gun now.
Yeah, why not?
With my one shot, I miss.
Okay. Yeah, it just hits. You're not used to the power of this little cannon that you're holding.
What's the AC for these things?
It's not very high.
Okay.
Okay, I got a 12.
Yeah, it hits. Barely.
Oh, shit.
It barely hits.
What's the damage?
Beats.
D10.
Plus
dex.
Your dex.
The power of cannon compels you.
I bless you with gun!
The power of Nick Cannon compels me? So that's gonna
get
be...
Out. Get wild and out.
I don't get it.
10 damage.
Yeah, so you shoot one of the cannons. It hits actually the section holding it to the ceiling. It explodes, the cannon hits the ground, and then sort of bursts into sparks and flame.
Mm.
Yeah. as everyone runs by it. By everyone, I mean the few people that are still left alive.
So my first shot was also a 12. And
will hit.
I'm going to deal 10 damage.
Very similar. This one goes down the barrel of one of the cannons and blows the back out of it. Just...
And then I'm going to take my second shot.
Okay.
And that's another 12. And it's one damage.
Barely noticeable amount of damage. Just skims right off the side of one of the cannons. Just. But you guys run through a doorway as it shuts behind
you.
This
is my offhand, so no.
So the doorways close behind you as you guys run into the docking area.
Hey, I've got a quick question, foundlings. Are you guys all listening to me? Can you all just, like, as a unit, respond?
Well, like, all two
I
of them?
I mean,
there's five of them.
We're individuals, but
I mean,
sure.
All right, so, like, all right, as a group.
They're not a hive mind.
Do you all have bombs in your heads?
But they're not slaves. They were here for a conference. Yeah. They paid for the room.
I'm just double checking.
Doesn't
slaves?
Mean they weren't slaves
I'm
for some.
I'm double checking.
High or low?
For the first, I want to do it each
no.
one. All right, fine.
Total.
Low.
Yes, we have Bob's heads.
All right. Hey, it's going to be real simple. You're going to let me cut your head open, and I'm going to suck the bomb out. All right, cool.
As you're saying that, by the way, you notice that, like, the skin in that area is starting to, like, glow red a little bit.
Oh, fuck. Todd throws
like,
his bodies everywhere.
Beep. Beep.
Okay.
Two scalpels.
Jordan.
All right, pistols. Scalpels akimbo. Let's do this.
They're like,
One gets my dex bonus. 19.
Yeah.
On one.
You cut right into this one guy's head.
And I give the vacuum over to Arcturus.
You only have one vacuum left.
I'm moving away.
You're not with us. That's
these
right.
These guys
are
going to
explode.
All right, fine.
And the vacuum has to be hooked up to a powerful power source.
Fuck. All right.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
So it has to be Arcturus. Well, no. Before it couldn't be just Arcturus. It had to be Arcturus and Jaeger. So it has to be hooked up to something else.
Is there a wall socket
who?
Anywhere?
Arcturus and who?
Oh, and Todd.
Yeah, I mean,
he
Todd's
is a
here.
Jaeger, but whatever.
I'm gonna throw my bodies that I'm stacked as far away as possible because I don't.
There
wanna...
is a big. So the dock itself. Instead of, like, ocean, it's just empty space as it goes down into
down
a trash
there.
Heap.
Yeah.
So you just toss them over the side if you want. Okay.
Dumb it.
Cool.
Sancti. Blah, blah, blah.
Hey, Todd, we need your help over here, buddy.
All right,
I need your nipple, Todd.
Oh, okay.
While they're doing that, I'm just going down the line and getting each of them as fast as
cutting
I can.
Holes in all their heads. Got it.
Next one is a 13.
Not so great.
I'm not stopping.
Sure.
Next
it's
one.
It's a pretty messy hole that you just dug in a guy's head with an ice cream
25.
Scoop.
Just think you're good.
Yeah. Sink.
Next one's Swink. A 10.
You just stab him in the head. It doesn't even really like make
well,
a hole.
Well, maybe I got the bomb.
And then the next one is an 11.
Also, you just kind of poke him in the head.
Ha! Well.
You just cut him in the face.
All right, guys. So whenever you want to start fucking him.
Well, all yeah, right. while he's doing that, as soon as Todd gets here and I...
Yeah, I'm there.
Pinch his nipple.
All right, so you guys are both hooked up to that gun.
We're going down the line.
Nice.
Nothing terrible happens the first time you use the gun. It just whoop, sucks it right out of there and poops out
as,
the stuff.
As that's okay. happening, Todd's filming a commercial that the every time, like, as he clamps the... jumper starters to my nipples, I say, gives you the power to do what you need.
You can kill his character at any point.
Nope. Next one, also, no issues as you just thunk, suck it on out of there. The third one you go to suck out, and you feel like there's an energy buildup or backup, and it starts to hum wildly, the device as you're holding on to it.
You gotta release the power thing so that it cools down or some shit. I don't know. Look for the press a button.
Where's the manual?
It explodes. It's just.
I don't know what.
A small explosion doesn't really do damage to other people, but it's just the devices were kind of faulty because they were made by the JLN Corporation, and just yeah. So you don't have any more sucky devices.
Do you see us?
I'm 4,000 feet up in the air.
You have robot eyes.
That's true.
He does not see you.
Perception, I do not see you.
Okay. He can hear you, but he can't see you.
Oh, man, I really wish Cassidy was here.
So you have two bombless foundlings and three that still have bombs in their heads, and they're going,
well, so long.
Spot a kick them.
Hey, can you EMP their head or something?
What? No, let's just get on the ship with you guys. I'm sure the bombs will stop working if we get on the ship with you.
That's not how that works. What? I don't want to clean up the mess, guys.
Yeah. What? Also,
can we
what
just put
ship?
Them in like a craft inside, like it's their own room, and they
you guys don't see a ship
away.
Anywhere. It's not currently here right this second.
Shit.
It's an empty dock. Well, the only ship at the dock is the piece of crap that that Mac piloted up there in the first place from Ursula.
All right. Well, hold on, guys. I have this other suction gun. Pull up my gun.
Okay.
It's just it's gonna come
don't shoot him. Like, listen, you're gonna die no matter what. Just stay
is
right
the
there.
Cannon?
We're gonna leave with your friends.
Okay.
I reverse engineered this to suck bombs out.
Sure.
It's a 22.
Yeah, you shoot one of them right in the head.
Does the bomb explode?
It's a good question.
Killing all five of them?
No.
I've got the two I saved.
The bomb does go off, but those bombs are meant to like be sort of contained.
Yeah.
So by the skull.
It just blows that. Like, when it hits him, it seems like his head explodes a lot more than you were anticipating.
Does that cause the other ones to panic? Or?
Yeah. They fucking panic and just start running around wildly.
Oh, shit. That wasn't the reaction I was hoping for.
Yeah, you said it to kill, not thrill.
Oh.
So, yeah, the other ones are just running around wildly. One, the two actually jump in the junker that was parked there.
I have the keys. Okay.
Yeah, they're trying to figure out how to operate it.
They can't.
But they can't. And they're just like, come on, turn it on! Turn it on! And then all of a sudden, pop, pop, it explodes. But it's enough for that junker to also go off.
Aww.
And the junker just sort of, and then just sinks. Just goes sinks into the trash heap.
So,
oh, great. Now we're stuck.
Oh, great. So I'm just, I can see all this from up there. My ship exploding.
Hear it.
My feet
no,
are dangling
you
as I
can
sit.
See the ship explode.
Like, oh.
Well,
so
let me ask some questions.
Sure.
You said there's a platform 15 by 5, right?
Uh-huh. It's 15 feet away to the left or to the right, 5 feet up.
And where does that go to?
It's just the docking area, like where ships would be parked or perched.
Can I get down from up here?
You could technically climb down the a little bit before it just drops off suddenly.
Are there any like cables?
There are cables for lighting purposes and things like that.
Could you like slide down it or something?
Could you rappel?
Climb up, I guess. The cables don't go from like all the like it's 4,000 feet down, so there's no cable that goes all the way to
no,
the
no, no, of course not.
But you could climb cables up possibly, but they're not right next to the
no,
gate.
No, I gotta make that jump.
You gotta jump.
I gotta
out,
make that jump.
It, yeah.
He's a mile away, at least.
All right.
So, yeah. So, what are you doing?
What was that?
He makes the jump.
Well, yeah.
I'll see. Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm going to make that jump.
Okay. You're going to try and jump from a prone position.
No, well, I'm going to...
Are you going to stand in the vent?
Is it like the...
No.
The,
it's like it's like Die Hard vent.
Oh.
Where you're
I figured,
army crawling.
I figured once the vent opened up, I would have a small ledge like in The Fugitive.
No.
You think so?
Mm-mm.
But you would be wrong.
But you would be wrong.
Great. Well, then I'll just stand here and wait.
I mean, you could yell. You can hear them talking.
My voice isn't going to
from
carry
a mile away.
From a mile away.
They're not a mile away. They're like 50, they're like 20 feet away.
4,000 feet.
No, to the
plus
ground.
20.
No, no,
oh,
no, no,
I thought
no, no,
they
no.
were. You, the way
to
I
the trash
understood
pile
it
below.
Was that.
No, 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 no. The dock is up at the top. I'm saying if you look down, 4,000 feet down is the trash pile.
Oh, well, then I'm just going to use my voice.
Yeah. They're right there.
Hey.
So 20 feet away.
Yeah.
So hop down.
No, it's above me. I can't.
So
I can't.
Hop up.
I can't. There's no room
Whoa,
for me.
Whoa, do I hear Cassidy?
Yeah, I'm just arguing with myself.
Yeah, you can hear him just arguing.
I peer over the edge.
He's arguing
I can,
with
I can,
the
hey,
voices in his head.
Why are you down there?
I
thought you went into a room.
Just get me out of here.
Let's make a chain of foundlings.
Get me out of here.
You throw all the bodies in the hole. Except for the two that aren't dead.
Get a piece of fucking cable and throw it over to me.
Don't touch my foundlings.
Throw me a piece of cable.
I'm sure there's got to be like this is a dock. There's going to be like a break glass or like there's supplies.
Oh, there's chains.
Well,
there's cables for charging
refueling
cables.
So I'll bring a chain over and we'll attach something heavy and swing it around the side so we can grab it.
What if there's obviously leftover shit from the junker that exploded?
Yeah.
I'll just grab a chain, swing it on.
I grab it.
Yeah.
I don't know what that would have been, so I'm going to re-roll it. That could have been a 10 or a 1.
Probably a 1.
So a dex?
Yes.
14.
Okay, dex.
You manage to grab onto the chain, and it sort of like pulls you out of the hole, so you sort of swing up and around and land on the platform.
Hey, man.
You guys look like shit.
Yeah, we got shot.
You just like should have went into the to the vents.
But look, we made friends, and I point to the two foundlings.
You hold them up.
Huh. These are my buddies now. They're gonna be my nursing assistants.
You notice that while you guys are having this little chit chat, that your ship raises up from the trash level, and like the door opens up, and a little ramp pops out, and lands on the.
Is there like epic? Heroic music.
Oh yeah, super!
Time.
And
from
it's
the
Ursula.
Speakers
I'm coming
ship.
Out.
And oh, Ursula's on. She's like, "Come on, get on the boat."
It's a ship.
She raises
Captain.
The ramp. She sleeps.
Wait, Captain, you're alive?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, no, I forgot to tell you guys. No. Oh yeah.
Yeah, I was holding out hope for that. Definitely.
Oh shit. We left other Ursula.
No, shut up. You shut the fuck up right now.
Hold on.
No, shut up.
Know
you
about
shut
about
the
Sina.
Fuck up.
Sina.
You
know
shut the fuck up.
She knows
it's
about
it.
I told
you. It was a replacement for everything that made sense in my life.
Literally, the first thing I said was, oh, you're still alive? Fucking Dr. Pyre's got a fuck doll.
I didn't have sex with it.
I didn't even say hi.
It's meaningful.
Like, oh, you know, like, we got a fuck doll of you at home?
On the ship. No eye contact. Just get on the ship.
Yes, Captain. Get she on like, the ship.
All right.
Can't look at you. She's just like, no. Mm-mm.
Number one, number two, get on the ship.
As you're getting on the ship, the doors open up and you see Bendelfleur and like a group of guards with him or whatever, but you guys are getting on the ship.
On the ship?
No, behind us.
Behind you. Like the doors that you guys came through to get on the dock, they open up and Bendelfleur and some dudes come out with him as the... Door is racing back up, and Aloris just sort of backs the ship out.
Nope,
Ursula.
Take two.
Oh, sorry. God damn it, I keep calling it.
No, Aloris. Ursula, not Upsala.
Ursula. Ursula orders you to get them the fuck out of there.
Yeah, I'm getting them the fuck out of here.
Okay.
But we're doing it anyway. We don't have to be ordered.
Yeah.
Can Todd fire at Bendelfleur from the weapon station?
Sure.
As we blast off?
See ya, boss!
I pilot us out of here.
Sure. So you pilot on out.
17?
Yeah. So you start to, you just back out and then leave out
beep,
the city.
Beep, beep, beep.
Man, I really hope that we didn't, like, leave anybody behind. You know, anyone
did everybody
living.
Did get on there?
Yeah, we all
Let's
made
do
it.
A head count.
Oh, do you want to turn around and use the thrusters to burn Bendelfleur alive?
There's not enough space to do that kind of a turn.
There's enough to
your
back
ship
up.
Is, your ship is...
There's enough to move, but not turn around.
Turn.
No. Because she just raised up. So
rise up, okay.
Rise up.
Yeah, that ship is way bigger than that dock would be. Like, normal.
I mean, yeah.
To move around.
All right, fine.
I'm used to it. I mean, it may be big to you, but it feels perfect in my hand. I say as I pilot this out of here.
That was weird.
And as you sort of pilot the ship out of the city.
I just rolled another crit 20. Oh, let's go.
As you pilot your way out of the city of Shendel. That is what we're going to call it, so thanks so much for tuning in. Check us out next time.
You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Spotify, and Twitch at Botch Podcast. This episode of Botch was brought to you by their Patreon producers, His Lord and Majesty, Big Jim, Zucari, He Who Is Steve, The Nuck, Big John, Chronic Ejaculator, Skinner, Chris Wisdom, Shanda Panda, Lousy Apples, Daniel H., and Sparkle Brony 69. If you want to support the show, please head on over to patreon.com/botchpodcast and do so, like our newest patron, Edward W. Mm. If you have the time, please head on over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. We would appreciate it, or simply just tell your friends that we record this every Tuesday night at 6:30 p.m. on Twitch. Thank you to Gozer for our intro and outro music. More of them over at Gozer_music. And as always,
after you win a title fight, escape with the blood of your halflings into space and scream botched.
See you next week, nerds.
Botch Podcast is proudly part of the Giant Size Team Up Network. For more shows like ours, head on over to www.giantsizeteamup.com.
What is Fiona wearing in the Chocobo?
Chocobo.
Chocobo, idiot.
It's also pronounced bow.
Is it?
Not in this context.
B-O-W? Like Lil Bow Wow.
Yeah. Because okay. It looks like, oh, maybe it's an end of show.
Chocobo. Well, she's wearing a bow, so it's called Chocobo.
Is it a bow?
Chocobo.
I can't tell.
Yes, it's a bow.
Looks like she's wearing a red dress.
If you click on it, it gets bigger.
Oh, if you click on it, it gets bigger, right?
Oh, so you saw the woman in the red dress, did you?
Still doesn't look like a bow.
Fiona in red?
Have you not seen the emotes on my channel? They're pretty dope.
No,
well, they would have to subscribe to you over at
If you sub at me, there's a wonderful emote of that one.